Now, it's time for MedVid on Movies.
Matthew McConaughey, who runs a male strip club in Tampa, gives a pep talk to his dancers before they go out to entertain the ladies in Magic Mike.
You are the husband that they never had. You are that dreamboat guy that never came along.
We welcome to stage the one, the only...
Magic Mike.
Well, that Magic Mike is played by Channing Tatum, who also co-produced this movie, and is shockingly good in an unexpectedly complicated performance. As he's torn between the sleazy, drug-addled life he's chosen and a beautiful straight-arrow girl played by luminous newcomer Cody Horn, who's the big sister of one of the other dancers.
I just can't be around your lifestyle.
Am I Magic Mike right now talking to you? I'm not my lifestyle.
Do you believe what you're saying right now?
I'll tell you what I don't believe, that this movie was directed by Oscar winner Steven Soderbergh, who did Traffic, Sex, Lies, and Videotape, and the Ocean's 11 series. This time, he's aiming for a much more limited audience, because if you don't enjoy seeing lots and lots of sequences of bare-chested, gyrating, slithering, pelvis-pumping, muscular males, you'll be bored or disgusted by Magic Mike. But the characterizations and the performances are undeniably impressive, with Matthew McConaughey doing some of the best work of his career as an indelibly creepy and charismatic exploiter. Rated R, but it's borderline NC-17, for lots of nudity, racy and very twisted sex scenes, and an abundance of disturbing, even life-threatening drug use. 2 stars for the unmagical but skillful Magic Mike.